It's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
Not necessarily the news, where we report on what has already happened, but we report it first.
Not necessarily the news.
We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers there on the comments section. Streaming live so you can see what you can hear on the radio. So, speaking of the radioactive shrimp, which expanded the recall, I just saw on the cocktail shrimp. Any shrimp that's great value brand from Walmart, don't eat it.
They've taken after the cocktails, too.
2025 is on track to be the worst year ever in product recalls.
Oh.
Yeah, they've risen nearly 40% over the past 5 years in totality. The only benefit to that is some of these recalls, you got to mail them back, and that would be the Postal Service is enjoying that because they need anything they can get, especially now after the trade exemption rule has ended, the tariffs on the whole Sheen and Temu thing.
Yeah.
The postal traffic in the U.S. has dropped to 80. It's dropped over 80%.
MAGA!
No, but then are people mailing back their Walmart shrimp?
I didn't know people mailed anything anymore. Except for the Friday morning mailbag. Friday, 8:15. Thank you for listening.
You know, Keith Urban may be rich and famous and fabulous, but make no mistake about it, he's really just a hardcore husband underneath that beautiful exterior. He tells Parade magazine that he drives himself to concerts. And just like every other dad in history, he thinks that he does it better than anyone else. He compares it to someone else playing his guitar. He'd rather be doing it. By the way, Keith also clarified a very ugly rumor, KB. He says he has never once flat ironed his hair. Back to you, Jim.
I oddly maybe have an opinion on that. I would say he probably has.
I mean,
look at that first album cover.
Yeah, but if you do the blowout, does it count as the flat iron?
Now you've lost me.
Okay.
The CMA Award nominations came out yesterday, and further showing the CMAs are completely out of touch with just about everything. Major snubs. In fact, last year's CMA Entertainer of the Year.
Huh?
Yep. Zero.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was dominated by Lainey Wilson, Megan Maroney, and Ella Langley. They each picked up 6 nominations. And for the Entertainer of the Year, you got Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, Lainey Wilson, Cody Johnson, and Chris Stapleton yet again. But some of the biggest snubs is Morgan Wallen. He got the Entertainer nod, but nothing else, even though he has the most played songs in the history of ever now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Post Malone, 0.
Posty.
And they slided our jelly.
Jelly Roll!
Yeah.
What?
So he was nominated for Entertainer of the Year last year, but shut out completely.
Did we get any nominations for, like, the Air Talent Awards? Like, a lot of our friends?
I will have to get back to you on that, but we will continue to try to effort and see yet again why the CMAs still do their thing. But yeah, that's coming up, by the way, 59th annual, November 19th on ABC. We'll have Brian Luke on the show, and that'll be the saving grace.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's right, yeah.
So that big Coldplay debacle from, what was it, July? Well, the future ex-husband of the mistress, Kristen Cavett.
Yeah.
When we filed for divorce, you told us that yesterday, but he did come to the defense of his future ex-wife. Well, sort of. That would be Andrew Cavett, who tells People magazine that they amicably parted several weeks ago. And once a respectful close to any speculation and allow his family the privacy that they've always valued. The couple was married for just 2 years. In other love news. Guess who got married? And we're going really far back on this one.
Okay.
Fawn Hall and Oliver North. Yeah, okay, it's in there. It's in the Rolodex somewhere.
Let that process.
The Iran-Contra hearings in 1987. That's right. He was looking good. She was the secretary.
Wow.
There was all sorts of, you know, whodunit and accusations. And then he was found guilty. And then he was found not guilty. And then he went to Fox News. Well, he said, I do. And they reconnected. Funeral of his wife of 56 years.
Well, so, you know, it's At least he's getting out there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I was told. And look what happened. Guinness World Records have certified several things. First of all, congratulations to the Galveston Seawall. It has been dubbed by Guinness World Records, confirming Galveston now holds the title for the longest walkway. A 10.3-mile stretch that was built, of course, down there, if you've been. Seawall, 1900, big hurricane and storm. So, longest walkway.
Your steps
Galveston. And also, congratulations to the Croatian village of Jaskovo, who celebrated after reclaiming a Guinness World Record with a line of almost 9,000 baked strudels.
Ooh.
It measured over 3 kilometers.
Goodness.
And whatever that means. Congratulations. You can also walk on that, too.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
So there's two distinct types of people in this world. Yes. There are the fry orderers, and then there are the fry stealers. Am I right on this? Well, now there is a solution. Thanks to our friends over at McDonald's in Taiwan. The Golden Arches has just introduced Kung Fries.
Kung Fry.
That will protect your precious sides from being eaten. Now, there's a bunch of distinct kung fu moves created by the master Scott Hung. They are the hold your horses, the Buddha's palm of fries, soft as a breeze, strong as a storm, and the divine finger flick. These are now available on YouTube if someone tries to steal your fries. But don't do it on me, because I am the stealer.
I'm not sure anybody will be trying to steal these, but KFC is releasing on Colonel Sanders' birthday. KFC releasing an official line of jelly beans.
Oh. Oh, no.
You won't be able
no.
to get them until Easter,
no. oh.
but that'll be here before you know it. Each bag will have 3 flavors. Sweet corn. Gravy. And fried chicken.
No.
It's cold.
That's right, kid.
It is, honey, but that's not how any of this
fried chicken jelly bean. And suddenly radioactive shrimp doesn't sound so bad, does it?
Yeah.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.